You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute and just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge. And today on the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast, I'm going to try and mix a current event with a little humor and hopefully end up with a life lesson. Yes, today on the Postal Podcast, we're going to be discussing how Will Smith slapped the shit out of Chris Rock on national TV, and Chris Rock remained the consummate professional and de-escalated what could have become a very violent situation. Hey, let's have a podcast. I know everybody seen or heard about the slap heard around the world, Will Smith slapping Chris Rock during the Oscars while Chris Rock was performing his comedy routine as the host. Apparently, he referred to Will's wife. And listen, let me say this to start the show off. If Will Smith slapped Chris Rock on national TV for saying his wife's name, I'm not saying that name on my show today, folks. So we're just going to say his wife. I'm sorry. I'm not messing with Will like that. But no, something happened. There was a joke made referring to Will's wife as G.I. Jane. Will Smith walked up on the stage directly at Chris Rock. Now, I'm going to freeze it right there just for a minute. I wonder what was going through Chris Rock's mind as Will Smith was walking towards him. They do Oscar rehearsals, and this was never rehearsed. So the last thing on Chris Rock's mind was, Will Smith is coming to hit me. So while Will is walking, man, you can see Will's no little guy. He's no small potatoes. So as Will is walking towards Chris Rock, Chris is sitting there trying to imagine what in the world could possibly be about to happen. And when I first heard the news that he slapped him, I thought he just gave him a slap, hey, watch your mouth. No, Will Smith bought that slap from down south and slapped the shit out of Chris Rock. Now, I got to say, just for a minute, as I try to bring some levity to the situation, you could tell that wasn't Chris Rock's first time getting slapped. I'm just saying, because Chris Rock, he ate that slap like, okay, just another one. But nonetheless, I tried to bring a little levity to that situation, but here's a life lesson. Will Smith slapped Chris Rock on national TV, and Chris Rock did not attempt to retaliate. Now, some people might look at it and say, well, he got more willpower than me. Yes, he's got a lot more willpower than me, but here's the lesson. Because Chris Rock didn't retaliate, he immediately de-escalated what could have been a bad situation. Now, the reason I present this on a postal podcast is because more and more frequently, employees are getting walked out of work for violence in the workplace, what Columbus misinterprets as zero tolerance. But I wanted to take that lesson that was afforded to us by watching Chris Rock get slapped and not retaliate. Some people live the life that if that happened, you're naturally classified as a punk, a sissy, or something along those lines. But I think everybody can agree, Chris Rock's stature increased tremendously because he did not retaliate. And that's a lesson to be learned there. Everything is not about street life. Everything is not about that business. Sometimes, if you can remain calm in a situation, you have the power, you have the autonomy to de-escalate that situation. Now, I know it might be a bruise to your pride initially, but I think in the long run, you will gain stature as well. And what I mean by that is, if you're at work and you and another employee, or you and a supervisor, you and a senior lead MDO, get into a disagreement that results in raising of the voices and excessive movement, body movement, I would recommend to you, walk away. Yes, even if it is the senior MDO. If they're yelling and you have an opportunity to leave and de-escalate a situation. Now, don't get me wrong. If the senior's yelling and you walk away, naturally he's going to try to make a greater charge out of it, but I'm sure you will be victorious when we fight that. So let's take this example, and again, I'm sorry, it has tons of comedic value to it, but it's also a lesson. There's a silver lining in that dark cloud, and that lining is we don't have to respond to aggressive actions. It doesn't make you less of a person because somebody yelled a name at you and you walked the other way. It doesn't make you less of a person because, and let me say this to you, these are life lessons, but right now, let's practice them in our place of employment. You see, we can't take on this whole thing at once, so let's try to practice this lesson in our place of employment and then let it spread to other venues in our life. You don't have to respond, and by not responding, you don't lose your stature, you don't lose anything. What you do is you continue employment while the person who was being aggressive will be counseled or receive some type of corrective action. Hey, listen, this is Kenny Hodge on the podcast, just trying to bring you a different view of how we could or should deal with situations at work, particularly those that are going to tiptoe across the zero tolerance policy. There's a way that we can handle that without being walked out of the building. Have a great day. I'll talk to you when I talk to you.